Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tech Love Podcast. I am your host, Sal, on the show, and it's Monday morning of another day under lockdown. Interesting thing I saw yesterday as I pulled up the podcast app on my iPad was that now you're able to search for words within the podcast. Now, this got me thinking, and maybe I'm slow at this kind of stuff, but I was thinking, you got the Terminator movies where the AI are, you know, they're the robots and they come after us and destroy us. I think here in our reality right now, the AI is being used just to monitor us, monitor our phone conversations, our recordings, our video, you know, the YouTube videos. So now you don't need that body in front of the computer or with that, in front of with headphones listening in. They just run it through the software. And probably, you know, they'll do it so many times faster than a human. They'll just scan through the recording and pick up those keywords. So I think the AI is, it's just the way it's being used to police us. Unbelievable. But anyways, before I continue on further, I just want to remind everyone to please hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this podcast, as it tries to come back after just, you know, 10 months of dormancy, or 8 months. I can't remember, but it has been a while. But I'm just trying to leave little snippets here just to entertain the listeners. Anyways, so we subscribe to this podcast, yada, yada, yada. Let's drop in a word from our sponsor, and then we shall begin. So, as I was searching through the internet for published information on what is going on in terms of what our world leaders are asking of us, is that the likes of Bill Gates, and I've said in previous podcasts that I'm going to put together a sort of show, series of Bill Gates, because now I'm really intrigued on this guy's life, especially now that he's in the news and he's pretending to be a doctor offering advice on pandemics and viruses and how it spreads, as well as his interests in depopulation. And this is a fact, that he is an advocate of reducing the global population. And I heard it for myself. It's in a video. Anyone can listen to it. It is not misconstrued statement. It is not something that's taken out of context. He does say, in fact, that he was on the topic of carbon emissions and how we have to bring it down to zero, which, don't trees need carbon dioxide? But anyways, he's probably talking about maybe the excess of carbon in the air. So, long story short, he goes, okay, so the equation is CO2 is equal to population times three other factors. Anyways, the point I'm going to get to is just the population. And he says the population, we got to bring that down, because obviously it's the humans making too much carbon. Maybe their activity, their breathing, the cow flatulence. While some people believe that's true, you guys can just fuck off. So he goes, with proper diet, vaccinations, healthcare, we can bring that down by 10 to 15%. So that is a quote. Just about a direct quote of what this guy said, about bringing down the population through vaccinations, healthcare. So it just doesn't jive, because you think that with healthcare, vaccinations and you know, like nutrition and diet and all that stuff would be, you know, we'd be trying to create longevity, right? But no, he clearly states we can decrease it by 10 to 15%. Now, there's probably people out there that are just brushing us off, the conspiracy theory. I'm like, yo, man, you can think whatever you want. But when the time comes, we all have to act together, act as one and be together. We all have to be on the same page here. We have to respect the civil liberties that are given to us, and we can't give that up. Now, the one thing is going on in the back of my mind right now is what the AI is doing, gonna sift through and probably remove this recording. But anyways, I've spent too much time in discussing what I wanted to discuss. So we're hitting the 4 minute mark here. Unfortunately, I'm gonna save it for another day. What I wanted to share with you today, a news article from a scientific publication. It's online. And again, it was going to be on technology and healthcare. So we'll have to save that for another day or two. I'll get that out there and focus and set that straight. Anyways, folks, hopefully you like this episode of the Tech Loft, where I just went off on how we have to bring down CO2 levels by bringing down population numbers through vaccinations. Oh my God, I can already see this recording getting flagged. Anyways, I hope it stays up there. I'm doing this on my phone, so forgive me if these have been sounding really dumb. Quality's been poor, but again, it's the only time I got to actually record. All right, folks, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching. Oh my God, you're not watching shit. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.